Hi, this is Asia Iyer. I'm with the Joy School Membership Support Team, and I'm so excited to be talking to you about Unit 1, Joy of the Body. This is a really great unit to start the Joy School year off with. It's a very tangible and easily understood concept for children and parents alike, and it's very easy to implement in home. The songs are really fantastic. They're easy to learn. There are all these great poems and activities. It's a really fun unit, and there's a reason it's at the beginning of the Joy School year, because the joy of the body is really used throughout the year in all of these other joys. Being able to experience and sense the world around us is so crucial to all of the other joys. Of course, we couldn't be talking about the joy of the earth if we didn't have a way to experience the earth and to feel it and to touch it and taste it and hear it and all of these things. This Joy School unit is divided into 6 lessons. If you are teaching 2 lessons a week, then this will take 3 weeks to get through this. If you're teaching 1 lesson a week, if your group only meets 1 time a week, we usually recommend putting 2 lessons into 1 day so that you can stay on schedule with the year. But actually, with this joy of the body, it's sometimes nice to take it a little more slowly and divide it out over or spread it out over 6 weeks. And so instead of having lesson 1.1 and 1.2 in 1 day, you'd have 1 each day. It might make your Joy School year a little longer. You can combine other lessons later on in the year. But this one, or maybe just spread it out over a month and combine a couple of the lessons. There's a lot of material in each of these lessons. And it also takes a little longer to get through things with a new group. They sometimes won't go as quickly. They have a hard time paying attention for longer periods of time and getting them organized and things like that. So don't feel too rushed on this unit. Again, if you're teaching twice a week, then you won't have a problem getting through this in 3 weeks. The kids really, really enjoy these things, especially when they're new to Joy School. You'll just see their eyes light up when you're talking about all of this. So it's divided into 6 lessons, and they're kind of divided into 3 sections. The first week, or the first 2 lessons, are the mental joy of the body. So that's talking about understanding what our body is, the different body parts, talking about the basics of how our bodies work, and finding wonder in our bodies. The next section is on the 5 senses. And for younger children, this is often a new concept. So don't assume that they understand about touch and taste and sight, that they may not have ever really thought about this or been introduced to this concept. So take your time with it. Of course, you're not trying to make sure they understand everything about the senses or that they sit down for 30 minutes while you teach them these things, but really you're introducing it to them, inviting them to ask questions about it, inviting them to think about it. For younger children, it might be as simple as learning to point to the parts of their body that hear or the parts of their body that touch. And there's ways to reach out to children of all ages and help them recognize and appreciate their senses and how they help them enjoy the world. And then the last 2 lessons are the physical joys of the body. So we talk about the joy in taking care of our body, the joy that we get in treating it right, eating healthy, exercising, the ways to enjoy it more when it's healthy. And then the last lesson is about being grateful for our bodies. And this really is something that we want to bring home to parents. Are you grateful for your body? Do your children hear you say good things about your body, about the things you can do, the things you experience, or do they just hear you complain? Are you always worried about your health, or maybe you have a disability or an injury? That can really rub off on children, and you'll see a difference in them when you talk positively about your body and all of the wonderful and miraculous things you've been able to do in your life. So even though it's the last lesson of this unit, we hope that you as parents will really assess your own body image. You'll really assess about how you talk about your own body in front of your children, the ways that you take care of it, and the ways that you respond to them when they talk about their body. Having a good feeling and good gratitude for your body will really make a difference for you and for your children throughout their lives. So take this unit to heart. think about it as a family, talk about it as a family, learn some of the songs, you know, take time to share those with your kids. We hope you're listening to the songs in your cars, that you're, you know, working out the motions and the actions with your kids at home. Even if you aren't teaching this month, take a look at the lessons and, you know, find a way to involve your children at home in the joy of the body. If you have any questions, comments, compliments, complaints, any of those things, we love to hear from you at joyschoolquestions@gmail.com. Also on our Facebook page or through our Instagram, we have monthly giveaways. We have weekly discussion topics. We really enjoy when we see the larger Joy School community getting together, sharing ideas, supporting each other. And I hope that you will take the time to get involved with us in the larger Joy School community. But even more than that, we love to hear from you. We love to hear your suggestions, your questions, anything that you need help with. We're there for you. It's joyschoolquestions@gmail.com. And we look forward to talking to you next month when we talk about Unit 2, The Joy of the Earth.